Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's summertime, and what better way to cool down than with a refreshing summer drink? Whether it's a classic margarita, an Aperol Spritz, which was big 2 summers ago, or some new concoction, there's a drink out there for everyone. And since the choices are pretty much endless, we've enlisted an expert to help you decide what to drink on these dog days of summer. Senior food editor of Food and Wine magazine, Mary Frances Heck, is here to answer all your summer drink-related questions. She'll make some cocktail suggestions, and she'll even walk you through some different recipes, a few tips, and a couple of tricks. Welcome to all of it, Mary.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. And listeners, we want to hear from you. What are your favorite summer cocktails? Do you have a specialty drink for summer? Tell us a fruit or a flavor you like. Maybe we can recommend a cocktail for you. Let us know at 646-435-7280 or tweet us at allofitwnyc. So, Mary, let's start at the beginning. What do you look for in a summer cocktail as opposed to, I don't know, a hot toddy?
Well, I think you started off on the right track there. Definitely temperature. In the summer, I'm always looking for an icy cold beverage that is going to primarily refresh and then offer a little bit of relaxation and fun, too.
Give us some classic flavor combinations that you particularly like.
One of my favorites is a riff on an old Arnold Palmer, and to that you could add, and an Arnold Palmer, of course, is half iced tea and half lemonade, and you can add to it vodka or even bourbon, which could be a great addition to it.
Ooh, bourbon sounds like an interesting twist on that, especially because vodka seems to be in just about everything because it has no flavor on its own.
Yeah, vodka can sort of be hiding behind other big flavors, and I think that's one of the reasons why we find it in so many summer cocktails. Mm-hmm. It's really great with fruit, and it can showcase really other fresh flavors. While something with a little bit richer flavor like bourbon or dark rum, you're always going to taste it, and so looking for those complementary flavors, such as sweet tea or lemon or lime, goes really, really well.
If we're stocking a bar for the summer season, we should probably have started already, but there's a lot of summer out in front of us. What are some basics that you would like to see on a well-stocked bar?
Well, I think one of the most important components of making drinks in the summer is ice. And so I always love to keep a big bag of ice in my freezer, whether that's purchased or cubes that I've made. And I like to have a couple of shapes too. So some crushed ice or ice cubes or some of those larger cubes that aren't going to take, that are not going to melt as quickly as mm-hmm. standard sort of fridge cubes. Right. I love adding a few of those to, a goblet and then adding white wine and club soda for a really refreshing drink before dinner. And that gets to bubbles too. So I think that having a handful of mixers on hand, juices, club soda, and even some of those wonderful San Pellegrino, Aranciata, or Limonata sodas can add a ton of flavor. Yeah, and they kind of lengthen out hard alcohol into a longer, refreshing drink. And I think those are great to have around during the summer.
They're also not terribly sweet, which I think is a plus when you're having a cocktail or two. You don't want that high sugar content.
That's right, yeah.
Most people are familiar with classic cocktails like the margarita, the mojito, the Aperol Spritz that I mentioned before that had its moment in the sun before we all got shut down. But it might be good to try something different and find a new favorite. So are there any new drinks that you've had recently or new approaches to classic cocktails that you can recommend?
I love a classic cocktail, but I love when they sort of have a twist. And so, for example, if you like gin and tonic, why not try a white port and tonic, which offers a little bit lighter alcohol and a sort of lighter, more open flavor. So white port being a non-aromatized wine and just having a lovely sort of, it's like white wine with a twist. And so it adds a really great depth to a cocktail without as much booze, which I think is something people are looking for in the summer as well.
Absolutely. Now, let's go back to white port for a minute. You just sort of intrigued me on this one. Is it a fortified wine? Like a...
So...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No.
Let me recommend... So I love a Ware's white port. It's when you mix it with tonic and some ice cubes and like a twist of lemon or lime, what you have is a cocktail that's going to have about as much alcohol as a standard glass of wine. So yeah, white port is going to be a little bit stronger than wine, which will clock in typically between 10 and 15%. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a little bit higher. I think typically around 17 or 18% alcohol. So adding a little bit of tonic or club soda to it will lengthen that out and make it not quite so alcoholic, which makes for a nice sort of generous 10 to 12 ounce cocktail then.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Mary Frances Heck, who's senior food editor of Food and Wine. We're talking summer cocktails. We want to hear what your favorites are and if you have any questions about how to make a particular cocktail that you'd like to make your signature drink. It can be alcoholic or non-alcoholic. Give us a call at 646-725. I'm sorry, at where's my number? Well, you tweet us until when I get the number. You can tweet us until then at all of it WNYC. Are there any trends that you've been noticing in cocktail flavors?
So I think that I'm definitely seeing this as the summer of frozen cocktails.
Really,
everybody is drinking frozen cocktails. Yeah, I think it's on the heels of frosé. The proliferation of slushy machines in so many restaurants and bars, and they're just so much fun.
What are your favorites?
So I have a couple favorites. I think the classic pina colada is one that almost everyone can get behind. I don't think I've met anyone who doesn't like a pina colada. And then I also really enjoy sort of these riffs on frosé that we've been seeing, mm-hmm. where you take other types of wine, maybe fortify it with fruit syrup or with a little bit of a stiffer alcohol, and then put it into the blender or you might see it in a slushy machine and, dole it out in cups that are decorated with, umbrellas, fresh fruit, and other garnishes. They're just so much fun.
Our number is 646-435-7280. I finally got it right. If you have any questions for Mary Frances Heck about summer cocktail drinking, what do you like to drink? What do you have? What flavors do you like that maybe we can help you create a cocktail? Give us a call, 646-435-7280. Now, Mary Frances, we've talked about making drinks, but now that bars and restaurants are open again, there are a lot of different spots to explore and try something new. What's an old reliable that you can't go wrong with ordering when you're out? Are there drinks that are best left to the professionals?
You know, I think that's a great question. I think one of the things you'll find at great quality cocktail bars and restaurants with great bars is that they're squeezing all of the juice fresh every day. And so when you go out and order something like a classic margarita or a daiquiri, you are going to get something that is prepared very freshly and by somebody who really knows what they're doing. And I think that while those drinks seem like simple ones that you can make at home, when you go out and get a perfectly prepared margarita from a bartender who really knows what they're doing, they take a lot of care with, maybe adding salt to part of the rim and dialing in the ratio perfectly. There's nothing better to me.
We just got a message via Twitter. I love pina coladas, but they're like 4,000 calories. Is there a coconut... Is there a coconut flavored drink that has that flavor profile but doesn't use Malibu? Because I'd like them alcohol free. And then the tweet ends with, is a low calorie virgin pina colada impossible?
Well, I don't have the calorie count in front of me, but I hear you. I think that oftentimes when we think about frozen cocktails, pina coladas and others, they can feel almost like a milkshake, right? It's quite rich, mm-hmm. and it might leave you feeling like, you know, you only want to have one when the party just started. So, and they're also really adaptable to not using alcohol for those who prefer to have a non-alcoholic drink. And so I actually have a recipe that I created a little earlier this year that is I kind of think of it as like a fresh pina colada, a little bit fresher. So it uses coconut milk, just like from the can that you might use for cooking, which is unsweetened, and then fresh or frozen pineapple. And you blend those together with a little bit of light brown sugar, a little bit of lime juice, and a little bit of vanilla extract, actually.
Oh,
and you can then add, you can add rum to it, or you can just serve it without any alcohol at all. And it's incredibly flavorful, really fun, and I promise you can have two.
Let's go to Kate in Washington Heights. She's got a question about gin. Hi, Kate. Welcome to All of It.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I wanted to say that I'm a big gin fan, but I find that sometimes juniper can be a little bit, tastes a little Christmassy, and that I don't see a lot of gin on menus. So any, you know, I'm a fan of a gimlet. So if there's any other drinks like that that you could recommend, I'd be really grateful. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you there. I love sort of juniper forward gin when the weather's cold in certain drinks. But during the summer, it can be a little overpowering. And so I still love like a Hendrick's gin, which is going to have a lighter botanical. And then I also would recommend trying something like a Pimm's cup, where you're going to have a botanical flavor, but it's cut with a lot of fruit and it's a little bit brighter.
How do you make that?
And if you like Pimm's cup, okay, so it's, oh, you're putting me on the spot. Okay, so it's going to have a lot of the same like cucumber and berries that you might find in some gin drinks. And then it has Pimm's, which is a liqueur, as the primary liquid in it. And so it is a little bit lower alcohol, but it's also an English kind of like specialty liqueur that you find served throughout the summer.
Well, Jonathan in Brooklyn would love a recipe for a non-alcohol or low-alcohol summer drink. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Okay, what's your question?
Oh, well, my question is, this summer I got a summer cold and I lost my taste for alcohol, wine, or cocktails, which really shocked me. And I'm really sick of tonic, lime, and a little dash of bitters. And so I'm looking for, you know, something that could replace that, that's easy, quick, and, you know, feels like a cocktail, but doesn't drink like a cocktail as far as alcohol goes.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're open to a very low alcohol cocktail, I recommend adding Fino Sherry to the club soda and the squeeze of lime. I think that can add a huge burst of aroma that is very delicious. And I'm looking at my bar actually right now. I've got some wonderful cordials from a company called El Guapo down in New Orleans. They make a rose cordial and a lime cordial, and they are really flavorful, great added to lengthened with ice and cold water or club soda. And they can kind of make you feel like you're having a festive cocktail or a before dinner drink without any of the alcohol at all.
Thanks a lot for your call, Jonathan. Gary in New Rochelle. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good. Thanks for taking the call. So my question is it sacrilegious to put ice in sparkling wine? Because I made this thing that's kind of like a cure royale, kind of like a sangria. It's sparkling wine with triple sec, creme de cassis, and lime juice, and you can garnish it with some fruit. But I don't know what to call it. But it just sort of happened earlier this summer.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah, that sounds very delicious, very refreshing. I am not a purist when it comes to putting ice in wine-based cocktails. I might not put it in a really great glass of true champagne or from a Napa, you know, sparkling Chardonnay. If I really want to look and taste the characteristics of the wine, sometimes I find that ice can kind of mute that by diluting it and also bringing the temperature down pretty low. However, if you're using wine in a cocktail or sparkling wine in a cocktail, absolutely add ice. I think that's part of the program and part of refreshing and enjoying your drink.
Thanks so much for your call. We've only got a few seconds left. I just wanted to suggest somebody called in and said they recommended a cucumber cooler, which was cucumber vodka, Saint Germain Prosecco, and fresh lemon and lime. And that sounds absolutely delicious. Mary Frances Heck is senior food editor at Food & Wide magazine. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You do the same. This is All of It on WNYC. All of It is produced by Andrea Duncan Mao, Catherine Millsop, Simon Close, Jordan Loft, Ursula Summer, and Zach Goddard-Cohen. Our interns are Jaden Satinstein and Maria Melia Aguadelo. Megan Ryan is the head of live radio. Our engineers are Juliana Fonda, Matt Mirando, Milton Ruiz, and Leora Noam Kravitz. Luscious Jackson does our music with original compositions by Jeremy Bloom. If you missed any segments this week, catch up by listening to our podcast. It's available on your podcast platform of choice. And if you like what you hear,